1340 and 1390. The new CTB Fox Sports.
Back here live on CTV Sports, 1640 and 1390 AM, KCRC, KZLS. 4-run lead for Madison over Pearl River. Luke Hansel still on the mound for the Wolfpack, trying to protect this 5-1 lead. The first pitch of the inning is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to Taylor Woodcock, who's leading things off for the Pearl River Wildcats. Woodcock had a great offensive light yesterday against Florida State Jacksonville, the 0-2 pitch. And a miss a little bit high, 1-2. And Woodcock on the season. He's batting 285. Two home runs. The redshirt freshman. Woodcock comes from Pass Christian, Mississippi. The 1-1 is in there for a called strike, 1-2. 5-1, Madison leads Pearl River. Madison in the field right now, Pearl River at bat. Nine batter Woodcock at the dish. Base is cleared. The 1-2 pitch. Line is short. That's caught in the fly for the first out of the inning. Making the play easily on one knee was Gabe Roessler for the first out. John Griffin Bell now comes to bat. We're now at the top of the order for the Pearl River Wildcats. Nobody on with one out. 4-run lead for Madison over Pearl River. Griffin Bell swung at the first pitch and grounded it to second base his first time up. First pitch to him here is high for a ball, 1-0. The fastest pitch we've seen thrown by Luke Hansel, an 89-mile-per-hour fastball. He's just heating up. That was his 34th pitch. And the 1-0. Got him swinging. All speed that time. Cut on and missed. 1-1. Good crowd here in attendance. People still filing in. A tradition here the week after Memorial Day. The 1-1. Bounce straight back. 1-2 now to John Griffin Bell. On the first pitch he saw in the Junior College World Series in Enid, John Griffin Bell actually hit a home run against Florida State Jacksonville way back on Sunday. The 1-2 pitch to him here is high for a ball, 2-2. So John Griffin Bell's got power, no doubt about that. He does only have three home runs, rather. 5-1, Madison leads Pearl River. Bottom of the third with one out, the 2-2 to John Griffin Bell is popped up and out of play to the bullpen on the first baseline. Watch out. Quite literally, could not ask for a better weather night. 75 degrees, scattered clouds. Perfect night for baseball here in Enid, USA. The 2-2 to Bell. That'll hit him on the shoulder and he'll take his base. Off-speed pitch that John Griffin was more than happy to stick that Evo shield out there and draw contact. So a hit bad pitch has a runner on first base with one out. That brings up Gabe Brodus to bat. Brodus struck out looking his first time up. When this Pearl River lineup gets through its third and fourth time through the order, that's when they are nearly unstoppable. In the World Series, they have been unstoppable. Their third and fourth time through the order. Pitch outside, 1-0. The Madison Wolfpack trying to change that year in this three-game series. Their offense have given that pitching staff a 5-0 lead. It's now trimmed to 5-1. Wolfpack on top by 4. 1-0 count to Gabe Brodus. John Griffin Bell on first base. He's got speed, and he saw Sato's going to be on his toes behind the plate. A throw over to first, but Griffin Bell back safely. If you enjoy this broadcast, you can follow me on Twitter at CKATT Sports. That's CKATT Sports on Twitter. If you love everything about this tournament, go to CTV Sports on Facebook. Bunt on the third base line. It's a beauty. Off the mound goes Hansel. He'll throw to first, and he won't. He just pumps it. That's a bunt single for Gabe Brodus. Playing bocce ball down the third base line. I'll take it a step further, more like croquet down the third baseline. It's a bunt single. That brings up Tate Parker. Runners on first and second with one out. Hanzo in trouble here. Parker is dangerous. First pitch is low and outside, 1-0. However, round one did go to Hanzo. He got Parker to ground out to second base his first time up in this game. Tate Parker was all NJCAA D2 last year. Here's his second season as a Wildcat. One out, the 1-0 pitch. Chops softly, third base side, off the mound, Hansel, backhand, throws to first, one hopper, got him! Hunter goes home, the throw is done in time. Heads up base running from John Griffith Bell. As Gunnar Doyle at first base was trying to show the baseball to the first base umpire, John Griffin Bell took off from third base after going to third initially on the ground ball. That split second of hesitation to show the baseball to the umpire cost him dearly. That's the reason a run came across the plate. But let's not overshadow a beautiful play off the mound from Luke Hansel to get the speedy Tate Parker. He's a center fielder for a reason. He can really move. But Parker rounds out. First pitch, runner goes from second. Is he in there standing up? The ball is in the dirt. There was no chance to catch Gabe Brodus. So you have Tate Parker actually an RBI ground out there. That's the one did score on his ground out. Alex Perry at bat, the 1-0. Low and outside, 2-0. Runner on third base after that stolen base with two outs. It's a three-run ball game. Madison 5. Pearl River Sioux. And Perry steps on in with the hitter's count, the 2-0. Curveball, you can't trust anybody. 2-0 curveball got him swinging, 2-1. That's hacking out that one and missing with Alex Perry. Anticipating the 2-0 fastball, did not get it. Luke Hansel wheels and deals the 2-1. Curveballs bowed away off the building down the first baseline. 2-2. Now Luke Hansel trying to buckle down and get out of the inning. Tying run in the on-deck circle. Runner on third base and two outs. Four batter, Alex Perry at bat. 5-2, Madison leads. The 2-2 pitch. Outside, full count. I thank you for listening here on CTV Sports, 1640, 1390. Pearl River is 43-10 on the season. Madison is 48-9. The 3-2 pitch. Curveball is one hop to third base. It gets through his legs and into left field. An E5 from Zach Storbakken gives Pearl River another run on the scoreboard. 5-3, Madison leads Pearl River. First error of the game for Madison. As Alex Perry reaches and Gabe Brodus scores from third. It handcuffed Storbakken down the hot corner. He couldn't make the play. Tying run at bat. Ian Mott steps in. Runner on first base. Two outs. The pitch. In there for a call strike on a fastball in the inside corner. 0-1. Ian Mott, the Wildcats, a freshman outfielder. He's got 12 home runs this season. There's a short porch out there on right field and no wind to work against. Unlike earlier in the tournament. Right for the taking. Throw over to first, but back safely is Alex Berry. So the run score on an RBI ground out, a chopper back of the mound where a run scored from second, and an E5. The 0-1. Cut on and missed. 0-2. Correction. They are giving him a hit. They are changing the error to a hit on the scoreboard. So it is a hit and an RBI that time for Alex Perry. 0-2 count to Monts. The pitch high and outside. Didn't chase at it. 1-2. It's an RBI single from Alex Perry. They're deeming the ball was hit way too hard to be a reasonable play to make. 5-3, Madison leads Pearl River here in the bottom of the third. Two runs across the plate already for the Wildcats this inning. Two outs, runner on first base, the 1-2. Missed it high and outside, 2-2. Luke Hansel trying to get out of the inning. 2-2 count to the lefty, Monts. It is. Curveball called, strike three. He caught the high and outside corner to get Monts looking, and that's the end of your third inning. We are one third away into this game. We head to the top of the fourth. It's Madison 5, Pearl River 3 on CTV Sports, 1640 and 1390.